Back at the Ray Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast booth inside the Wox Arena in Aberdeen, South Dakota, getting ready for the second quarter of action. Bemidji State leads 13-12, and we'll start the second quarter with a basketball. The Beavers only 3 of 13 from the field in that first quarter, 23%, but Northern wasn't a whole lot better, 4 of 14 for 28. Beavers, though, 7 of 9 at the free throw line, and that's how they have their advantage of 13-12. And Beavers start with the basketball. Original starting five, Bachman, Meyer, Zahr, Wolhau, and Bray for Bemidji State. Brooklyn Bachman, top of the key, passes right wing to Taylor Bray. Now to Trinity Meyer. Meyer spins into the lane. She's cut off. Back out to Wolhau, top of the key. Zahr left wing. Top of the key, Meyer. 10 on the shot clock. Meyer still on the dribble. 6 on the shot clock. Takes it down the lane. Tries to pass it out. It's stolen away by Kennedy Harris. Pass ahead to Wadsworth. Wadsworth gets it to Harris, top of the key. Along with Wadsworth and Harris, it is Zoe Hardwick just in the game, along with Kuzler and Marty for Northern State. She works her way to the basket, lays it up and in. Hardwick, Zoe Hardwick last year had a big game against Bemidji State, and if they let her use that elbow that way, she's going to have another big night tonight. Wolves in front, 14-13. 9 minutes to go. And that is the first lead of the game for Northern State, and at the other end, an offensive foul is called on Bemidji State. Or let me rephrase that, a three-second violation for the Beavers, and it gives the ball to Northern State. Pass down on the block again for Hardwick. Hardwick using that arm to clear out. No call. Passes out to Hardwick, or I'm sorry, to Wadsworth, who heads to the basket. Whistle and a foul this time on Bemidji State. Claire Wolhau picks up the foul, her first, team's first. And at the line for two free throws is Lexi Wadsworth. Beaver basketball brought to you by the Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer, and wings, the Green Mill. First free throw is good for Wadsworth. Second free throw now, line to the right, is also good. Lexi Wadsworth now with her first two, and the lead is 3 for the Wolves, 16-13. 9-2 run for Northern State to put themselves in front by 3. Brooklyn Bachman to the baseline for Bemidji State, has it knocked away and out of bounds by Jesse Marty. Stay with the Beavers, 15 on the shot clock. Trinity Meyer to trigger it into the right of the Beaver basket. Gets it into Brooklyn Bachman, out of Sydney Zahr, right wing. Zahr left wing to Meyer. Meyer thinks about a three. Now she'll shoot it offline and will go out of bounds. And over to Northern State. 8:18 to go. Second quarter. Wolves lead 16-13, as I mentioned. They are on a 9-2 run over the last 5-plus minutes to take the lead for the first time tonight. Harris on the dribble, now on the left wing, passes to Kuzler. Kuzler to Hardwick. Hardwick spins into the lane, back out on the right side for Wadsworth. She'll shoot a three-pointer, hit the front of the rim and nothing else, but a rebound grabbed by Brianna Kuzler, who puts it back up. No good. Taylor Bray this time for Bemidji State with a rebound. Trinity Meyer comes out on the left side. And she still has the basketball, even though there was a foul and no call. We're working our way through it. Claire Wolhau passes inside to Taylor Bray. Bray to the basket, a whistle and a foul on Zoe Hardwick. Zoe Hardwick picks up her first foul, team's first. And she will check out, replaced by Lori Rogers, a 6'2 freshman from here in Aberdeen. And Harris will check out, and Shreya Smith back in. Taylor Bray, line to the left, first free throw is good for Taylor. She's got 4 points. Beavers down two, 16-14, 7:40 to go. Second quarter, Bray another free throw is good. Taylor Bray now with 5. Wolves 16, Beavers 15, 7:40 to go, second quarter. Claire Wolhau will check in, along with Rachel Hytola, to replace Taylor Bray. Wolves of the basketball. Lori Rogers on the left wing, hands it off to Kuzler. Kuzler into the lane, shot no good. Wolhau rebound, Bemidji State. Outlet pass to Trinity Meyer. Meyer on the right wing on the dribble. Top of the key to Wolhau, left side to Czar. Czar passes left side to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman in the right corner to Wolhau, who dumps it on the right block to Rachel Hytola. Puts it up and in, and a foul. Rachel Hytola puts the Beavers back up by one, and she'll have a chance to make it two at the free throw line. Foul is on Lori Rogers, her first, team second. And Rachel Hytola at the line for another free throw. She is 4 of 4 at the line tonight. Hytola, free throw is up and good. Rachel Hytola now with 7 to lead all scorers. And Bemidji State is up 18-16 until Shreya Smith just drives it right down the middle of the lane, and all 5'1" of her lays it up and in. We are tied at 18 with 6:50 to go, second quarter. Sydney Czar, left wing to Trinity Meyer. Top of the key, Sydney Czar, now near the center circle. Czar with a basketball. Passes left side to Claire Wolhau, 10 on the shot clock. Trinity Meyer in the left corner. Tries to pass it inside to Hytola, and it's stolen by Brianna Kuzler. Kuzler still with the basketball across the timeline. She'll drive it down the lane all the way to the basket, lay it up, no good. And a blocking foul is called by the outside official. Meanwhile, the play was right in front of the underneath official, and he didn't blow his whistle. But it is a foul on Bemidji State and Brooklyn Bachman. Two shots now for Brianna Kuzler. Beaver basketball brought to you by Paul Bunyan Communications, the fastest speeds for all your devices with the GigaZone. Free throw is good for Kuzler. She's now got 4. And the Wolves back in front, 19-18. Second free throw is also good. Wolves lead 20-18, 6:27, second quarter. Sydney Czar in the backcourt. Against Smith on the dribble, passes across the timeline at Trinity Meyer left side. Meyer dumps it to Hytola, about 8 feet from the basket. Rachel Hytola passes across, and now we've got a whistle and a foul as Rachel Hytola is knocked to the floor. And the foul is called on Jesse Marty. On Marty, that will be her second, team's third. Common foul, Beavers to inbound to the left of their own basket. Hytola with it. Passes to Trinity Meyer. Meyer spins around, heads toward the basket. A whistle and a travel on Trinity Meyer. Turnover starting to build up here for Bemidji State. That's number 7 to only 3 for Northern State. Northern State hasn't had a turnover in quite a while. Wolves with the basketball. Pass on the left side to Kuzler. Kuzler pass on the right side to Wadsworth. Wadsworth dribbles into the lane. Hands off on the pass to Lori Rogers, who lays it up and in. Lori Rogers off the bench with 4 points. And the Wolves lead by 4, 22-18. Rachel Hytola takes it to the basket. A whistle and a foul on Northern State. And the foul is on Lori Rogers. That's her second. Team's fourth, and Rachel Hytola will go to the line for 2 shots. Avery Terwilliger back in for Northern State, replacing Jesse Marty. Hytola line to the left. First free throw is up and good. Rachel Hytola making a living at the line. She's 6 of 6 tonight from the line and has 8 points. Second free throw, line to the left, is good. Rachel Hytola with 9. Beavers trail by 2, 22-20, 5:30 to go. Second quarter. Smith with the basketball, tries to drive inside, loses control out of bounds. Officials will say last touched by Bemidji State. So the ball will stay with Northern State. 23 on the shot clock, 5:29 to go in the quarter. Northern State to inbound with Avery Terwilliger to the right of their basket. Terwilliger looking to get it in, got nowhere to go, got a whistle and a 5-second call. And that'll be the fourth turnover of the game on Northern State to 7 for Bemidji State. Beavers with the basketball. Joy Spear and Zoe Hardwick back in the game for Northern State. So it's Smith, Kuzler, Terwilliger, Spear, and Hardwick for the Wolves. Long cross-court pass. Claire Wohlhaus shot partially blocked. Zoe Hardwick grabs it off the floor for Northern State. Pass ahead is knocked away, but then gathered back in by Terwilliger. Terwilliger, top of the key to Kuzler. Kuzler to Hardwick on the right block. Hardwick triple team. She kicks it back out to Smith for a three-pointer. Misses everything, but an offensive rebound. Put back up, no good from Joy Spear. Ball on the floor. Spear and Trinity Meyer battle for the basketball, and that will take us to our media timeout. 4:54 to go, second quarter. It's the Northern State Wolves 22, Bemidji State 20. That's your DS Beverages Bud Light score on the Beaver Radio Network.
The big game is coming up. Motivate your team with New Jersey's screen printed at Skeeter Stitch. Is your grand opening on the way? Make sure your employees look their best in custom embroidered shirts from Skeeter Stitch. When you need top quality shirts, jackets, sweats, caps, or other items for your group or business, Skeeter Stitch gets the job done. You supply the artwork or let Skeeter Stitch create it for you. For custom embroidery or screen printing, call Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji. Visit them online at SkeeterStitch.com. Rise and Shiners. You can always grab a fresh scoop of whatever minnows are available at 5 a.m. at your Bemidji Co-op Senex South Convenience Store. Fuel up with quality Senex fuels with daily specials hot and fresh from the deli. And in the store, Hershey's Chocolate Peg Bags at $1.99, M&M Mars Ice Cream 2 for $6, Jack Link's Jerky $5.99, and Pringles Grab and Go Chips 2 for $2.19 at your Bemidji Co-op Senex South Convenience Store at the junctions of Highway 2 and 71 South.
.454 to go, second quarter. Wolves 22, Beavers 20 on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State with the basketball. Gabby DuBois checks back in for Bemidji State, replacing Rachel Haitola. And Sydney Czar comes ahead with the basketball. Passes right wing to Taylor Bray. Top of the key, Rezabek. Left side, Czar. Back over to Rezabek, and an offensive foul is called on Taylor Bray for a moving screen. On Bray, that's her first, team's third. So it's Meyer, Czar, Bray, DuBois, and Rezabek for Bemidji State. Smith, Kuzler, Terwilliger, Spear, and Hardwick for Northern State. Hardwick on the right wing to Smith. Smith dribbles, and now a moving screen is called on Hardwick. Zoe Hardwick picks up her second, team's fifth. Player control foul, so no free throws for Bemidji State. And Trinity Meyer will dribble ahead across the timeline left side. Right side, Coley Rezabek. Now to Sydney Czar. Back to Rezabek. Top of the key, DuBois. Left side, Meyer. Meyer makes a move toward the baseline. She's cut off. Still on the dribble, knocked down, and a whistle and a foul on Northern State. As the suplex position from Avery Terwilliger is employed, and she picks up the foul. Kuzler will check out. Marty back in for Northern State. On Terwilliger. That's her first, team's sixth. And Trinity Meyer will shoot two free throws. First free throw is good. Meyer now with six. Beavers down one, 22-21. Beaver basketball brought to you by Paul Bunyan Communications, the fastest speeds for all your devices with the Gigazone. Second free throw is no good. A rebound to Northern State. Smith on the left side brings it up. Top of the key to Spear. Spear on the right side to Marty. Marty looks inside for Hardwick. And there's a kick on Bemidji State. It was Trinity Meyer got her foot on the ball. Shot clock at 20, 4:02 to go, second quarter. Wolves lead 22-21. Pass underneath. Now to Smith, top of the key. Smith at the left elbow, still on the dribble, top of the key to Spear. Spear back to Smith, left side. 10 on the shot clock. Spear at the right elbow, hands off to Smith, who will shoot a three-pointer and hit. Shreya Smith. Now with 7 points, and the lead is 4 for the Wolves, 25-21. Beavers with the basketball. Sidney Czar, three-pointer right wing. High off the rim, no good. Rebound Terwilliger for Northern State. Terwilliger will dribble it ahead through the center circle. Now to Hardwick, top of the key, right side to Marty. Marty, top of the key for a three-pointer from Spear, who hits. And a timeout taken by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Wow. All of a sudden, just like that, 2 3-pointers. Balloon the lead from 1 to 6. 30-second timeout for Bemidji State, so we'll keep it right here. Coming up, the Pepsi Nye Bottling Halftime Show. Take a look around the Northern Sun tonight. We'll hear from Brian Schultz with BSU Today. We'll have some stats for you as well. That's all coming up at halftime on the Pepsi Nye Bottling Halftime Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Beavers all of a sudden find themselves down 7. They were down 1, and then all of a sudden back-to-back three-pointers, and it's 28-21 in favor of Northern State. Sidney Czar with the basketball for Bemidji State, dribbles through the center circle. Passes right wing to Taylor Bray. Bray, top of the key, Rezebeck. Left side, Trinity Meyer, three-pointer. Back of the rim, high in the air, no good. Terwilliger rebound for Northern State. Avery Terwilliger will dribble across, left side, now in the left corner to Wadsworth. And as Wadsworth hands off to Jesse Marty, Marty steps on the sideline. Turnover gives the ball back to Bemidji State. It's the 5th turnover of the game on the Wolves. Bemidji State still with 7. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Wolves up 28-21. Beavers with the basketball. Top of the key, Dubois. Left side, Rezebeck, now in the left corner to Trinity Meyer. Meyer on the dribble. Passes cross court to Dubois. Dubois looking inside. Now she'll launch a three-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound Marty for Northern State. And suddenly the Bemidji State offense has gone stagnant. Marty still with the basketball. Kicks it top of the key for Wadsworth. Long three-pointer, front of the rim, no good. Out of bounds. And over to Bemidji State. Wolves 28, Beavers 21, 2:16 to go, second quarter. Sidney Czar will bring the ball ahead for Bemidji State. Across the timeline, left side. Top of the key, Dubois, right side, Meyer. Meyer, top of the key, Rezebeck. Left side, Czar, left corner, Dubois. Dubois back to Meyer. Launches a three-pointer with 8 on the shot clock and hits Trinity Meyer. He's now got 10. Beavers are down 4. 28-24, 1:40 to go. Wadsworth at the other end pops a three-pointer and hits. Wadsworth now with 5, and it's 31-24, Northern State. Wild shot at the basket, not even sure who took it. Rebound comes down to Marty for Northern State. She's all the way to the basket and cut off. Passes it back to Wadsworth. Ball's knocked away by Taylor Bray, but the Beavers can't come up with it. Smith on the right wing for the Wolves. Will dribble to the top of the key. Right side, Marty. Marty makes a move into the lane, heads to the basket. A whistle and a foul. And that'll be on Coley Rezebeck. Ref's got to figure out who it is. He's going to call it on Trinity Meyer. Really? So, fouls on Trinity Meyer instead of Coley Rezebeck, but that's the way it goes. Rachel Haitola back in for the Beavers, replacing Taylor Bray, and Kennedy Harris, the freshman, back in for the Wolves. And the officials are now discussing things at the table. 4. Now we're trying to get the number right. Said 14. So it will stay a Trinity Meyer foul. First free throw is up and good. From Jesse Marty, another free throw coming line to the right. Don't know what the delay is now. Another free throw for Marty. That much we do know. Marty with four, make it five. Wolves lead 33-24. 1:10 to go, second quarter. Beavers need to get some points and maybe a stop or two. Why not? Left side, Gabby Dubois. Top of the key, Haitola. Right side, Sidney Czar. Czar, top of the key, Dubois. Right side, Meyer. Meyer on the dribble into the lane. Puts it up from 8 feet. Back of the rim, and through. Trinity Meyer with 12. 33-26 Wolves, 45 seconds to go in the half. Pass in the right corner to Wadsworth. Wadsworth passes down on the right block to Marty. Marty with a turnaround back out to Wadsworth. She'll put it up from 8 feet and hit. Lexi Wadsworth with seven. Wolves lead 35-26, about 3 seconds different between the shot clock and the game clock, and the game clock is at 25. Pass in the right corner to Dubois, knocked away and out of bounds. Officials will say last touch by Gabby Dubois. That'll be the eighth turnover on Bemidji State. Shot clock is off, 20.4 seconds to go in the second quarter. And the Wolves can use it all and get the last shot. And we've got a whistle and a timeout taken by Northern State with 15.5 seconds to go. Smith got kind of trapped over on the sideline. And Northern State forced to take a timeout to save possession of the basketball. Again, coming up at halftime, Pepsi Nye Bottling halftime show. We'll run through some scores and some stats and see where we're at. Hopefully, Beavers here need to play some defense in this last 15.5 seconds to keep the difference at only 9 points and not double digits going into halftime. Suddenly, Northern State is warmed up shooting. This quarter, they are 7 of 13 from the field, so they're now 11 of 27 from the game. Meanwhile, Bemidji State still cold, only 3 of 9. They have a total of 6 field goals in the first half so far. Northern State to trigger it in. Marty with the basketball on the left wing. Marty still on the dribble, top of the key to Kuzler, left side. 8 seconds in the quarter. Ball's knocked away on the floor. Picked up by Wadsworth to Kuzler. Kuzler, ball's knocked away by Sidney Czar with 3 seconds. Czar will head all the way to the other end, lay it up, and a foul on Northern State. Big defensive play by Sid Czar. Stealing the basketball. She took it to the hole and got fouled. Well, the officials will discuss something. It was clear that they're going to go to a replay. Okay. Well, it was pretty clear that Sidney Czar got fouled before the half ended, but they're probably also going to check and see how much time they need to put back on the clock, as it did go to zero. So Sidney Czar will have a couple of free throws when we come back from this break for the officials. So far, Sid is only 2 of 4 from the line this season. Beavers, that's what's kind of keeping them in this game, even though they're down 9. They are 13 of 16 from the line here in the first half. Only 3 players have shot free throws since Sidney Czar has not shot yet. Rachel Itola, 7 of 7. Taylor Braze, 3 of 4. And Trinity Myers, 3 of 5. Beavers doing a good job. Only 6 total fouls here in the first half. 13 for Northern State, so that will help them in the second half, but they have 8 turnovers to only 6 for Northern State. As the officials continue to look at the clock, those 6 turnovers for Northern have not cost them any points, but Bemidji has not been able to cash in on those turnovers. Meanwhile, the 8 Bemidji State turnovers have led to 10 points for Northern State. And the officials now, I think, are finished. Nope, they're still pointing at the screen. They're going to try to figure something else out. So they'll reset the clock. I think we're going to have 0.2 seconds. 0.8. Wow, that's a lot of time. Not 80, but 0.8. Sydney Czar now at the line. Two free throws, line to the left. As mentioned, Sid hasn't shot a whole lot of free throws this year, only 2 of 4. First free throw for Sydney. Back of the rim, no good. Another free throw coming for Sydney. Line to the left. Shot is up. And that one rolls off the back of the rim. Rebound to Northern State. And that will take us to halftime. We have played 20 minutes from the Wax Arena. A good second quarter for Northern State has them up 9 at the break. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score is Northern State 35, Bemidji State 26 at halftime. Pepsi Halftime Show coming up next on the Beaver Radio Network.